712 now, hot and humid. A couple of waves in the Atlantic or off of the coast of Africa that they're watching. I think they want them named or maybe. Either way, it's not going to affect us, but we are getting to that time of hurricane season where we have to start paying attention. Jeremy Alford joins us now, our friend, editor and publisher of La Politics Weekly. How you doing, Jeremy?
Hey, Tommy. Good morning.
Been doing any fishing or not?
Actually, yeah. My son and I fished just outside Miami.
Really?
This weekend. Yeah, we knocked a couple of species off the list, snook and peacock bass, and my son even chased around and caught an iguana, which are everywhere over there. He did, yeah.
I hope he let it go.
Most certainly. It was not coming home.
That's what I was thinking. No, I see you on social media fishing with your son all the time, but when you're talking about fishing off the coast of Florida, you're not talking about like buckled in a chair, big kind of fish, or are you?
No, we stayed inshore this time.
All right. Well, do you have hopes of doing that one day?
Oh, absolutely. I've done it. I've been meaning to bring him down.
Man, I tell you, I went on a charter trip one time, and I know that's not why you're here, but just catching redfish that are like 3 feet long, those things will wear you out. People don't realize that. Drum, the same thing. With the boat rocking back and forth, trying to reel that in. Man, you're tired. I can only imagine being buckled in a chair. All right, let's talk about Governor Landry. Been governor since January of 2024. I think sometimes, my own opinion is, from the text line that I have here, some of the stuff that he's doing, like we just talked with Matthew Boudreaux about OMV, and some of the things that he's doing that are good for the state, kind of get caught up with some of the social issues that he gets involved with, or cultural issues, and President Trump, et cetera, which can be a lightning rod. But tell me about, all of that aside, substantively, what is Governor Landry doing as it relates to state government?
Look, I think the biggest story coming out of Jeff Landry's office is the unprecedented scope at which they are reshaping the footprint of state government. And Tommy, you may remember, and I looked it up, roughly a year ago, you and I discussed this very topic. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad we get to follow up on it, because I think once Jeff Landry leaves office, one thing that most rank and file voters are going to realize, and may even be a hallmark of his administration, is just how much and how quickly government has changed under Jeff Landry in less than 2 years into his first term. Mm-hmm. I don't think we've seen this much change this quickly in 51 years, going back to when we ratified our current Constitution. And, you know, Jeff Landry's going about this a few different ways. He's doing this through a mix of unilateral actions, such as executive orders and board appointments, and also through legislation that the House and Senate have been pushing through for the past 2 years. I made a little list, Tommy, Landry has upended the status quo at agencies and departments across the state. We're talking about civil service, economic development, ethics compliance, emergency management, natural resources, public safety, social services, transportation, workforce development. The list goes on and on. We're talking about offices that are being merged, agencies that are changing names, boards that are being completely transformed. And it's pretty incredible to watch. It would take us probably, you know, an entire hour show to go through it, you know, step by step. But the big picture is that, you know, Jeff Landry, in very short order, has upended the status quo. He is reshaping state government. He's making that footprint smaller, which is a kind of a hallmark, of course, of Republican politics. And it's all happening incredibly quickly, some publicly, some kind of behind the scenes. But we're looking at a completely different look for state government, and I think by the time most people realize the kind of breadth of this, that it's going to be easier to see in hindsight.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to, and you talked about, we talked about it a year ago, I wish I could remember what I did last Friday, Jeremy, but when the governor ran, did he run on this kind of platform? I'm trying to think. Or I guess the other question is, where did the vision for all of this come from? Was this part of the platform, or is this something that the governor firmly believes? Is somebody or organizations urging him to do this?
You know, I think to the extent that Jeff Landry said that he was going to come in and shake up the status quo, that's what he promised voters. But we never saw an actual blueprint. We didn't know that he was going to pass legislation to give himself the power to name the chairs of boards where the majority of the members are his appointments. And Tommy, that's 150 boards around the state. You know, he's reshaped the ethics board, the public defender board. Of course, y'all know that the Southeast Louisiana Flood Protection Authority, you know, his next big target is civil service. But, you know, in those first few months of Jeff Landry being in office, we saw all these articles in The Advocate and elsewhere comparing him to Huey Long, how he's on a fast track. And we're starting to see that now. And no one else knows that better than New Orleans. You know, Jeff Landry has taken an eye to New Orleans. He created a whole state police troop there. We're starting to see the crime statistics bear that out. And I think that's one of the growth areas, Tommy. What he did with Troop NOLA, I think we're going to start to see that start to expand and maybe even see some similar crime fighting efforts in other parts of the state as well.
When it comes to long-lasting changes, it seems like he's made the governor's office a whole lot more powerful by statute, and as a result, I don't see any future governor giving that power back, right? I mean, this seems like a forever change, or am I missing something?
Oh, yeah. No, you're right. The legislature has taken incredible steps to give him greater power, especially over boards and commissions, and that's an incredibly powerful place to be. You know, there have been studies before that suggest that Louisiana's governor is really no more powerful or less powerful than any other governor in the nation, kind of right in the middle. But most certainly, Tommy, just in less than 2 years, Louisiana's governor has kind of moved up in those ranks and has become more powerful than in the past. And, yeah, no governor in his right mind is going to want to give that up unless we see some type of, you know, big kind of good government ethics wave, which – you know, we do see that pendulum kind of swings back and forth, and we get the Buddy Romers and the Bobby Gentles in there.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. I want to talk about Jeff Landry himself because I don't know the man. I never met him. I think I spoke to him one time during a hurricane, but this has got to be one shrewd man when it comes to politics, and he presents himself kind of simply. I don't mean that in a negative way at all. I really don't. He's not you know, a slick car salesman or anything like that, I don't think. I think he's a down-to-earth kind of guy. But he's got to know his politics when it comes to getting things done behind the scenes. We'll go a little bit into that, if we can, with Jeremy Alford, editor and publisher of La Politics Weekly, talking about how Governor Landry has made the office of governor a lot more powerful and is going to stay that way for some time to come, unless a future governor says, no, I don't want the power, and gives it back, which I don't see likely. 720, you got questions, 504-260-1870. It's the Oak Corner Jeweler Talk and Text Line. I'll pass them along. We come back. Traffic now, WWL. 725, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Jeremy Alford, editor and publisher of La Politics Weekly, angler extraordinaire. I was asking you about Jeff Landry before, and I got to thinking about, I can't imagine Jeff Landry heading off to Vegas or cavorting with younger women, right? And that brings me to Edwin. To Edwin, you can't. You just can't. That's not him. And that brings me to Edwin Edwards, vastly different styles, but similar in terms of wielding power and getting things done, Jeff?
Jeremy? I think similar in centralizing power and recognizing the needs and wants of people and how to achieve those ends. And look, I think Jeff Landry, a good example might be, you know, Jeff Landry is an ambitious politician who walked into state government and made a bunch of changes. And it's kind of like having a very creative interior designer who is ADHD walking into a home and, you know, saying, walk in the door for the first time, see the living room, say, we're going to redo the floors, redo the furniture. And once they're pulling up the floors, he's already in the kitchen remodeling that and looking at the bathrooms. And there's all these different projects. I mean, you know, there's a new office being formed at the Transportation Department, Tommy. Mm-hmm. The Department of Natural Resources is about to be renamed, and it's going to be a new office. The Ethics Board is undergoing changes. The Homeland Security is being gobbled up by National Guard. Anywhere you look in state government, there are dramatic changes happening.
I did get a text about the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion, a couple of them. how much political power did it take to get that done? And I don't know. I guess history will show if it's in the best interest of the state or not.
Yeah, and you know, there's a tremendous amount of money at play. You know, I think there's still some unanswered questions there. And yeah, I mean, this is a massive kind of record breaking project that was just stopped in its tracks. You know, yet another example of Jeff Landry kind of getting into the mix and taking on these big issues. But you know, there were already some kind of high powered politicos who were raising red flags over that, starting with and including Billy Nungess, the lieutenant governor. So, you know, those kind of dominoes are already being set up to be tipped over.
So when it comes to insurance, you know, he takes this trip with the Speaker of the House. I don't want to start naming names because I'm going to get it wrong. With Gordon McKernan, I think, was the guy before the session started. I don't know if anything's going to change as far as car insurance and trial attorneys. Take me through all of that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a tough issue for Governor Landry, because traditionally Republican governors can find business and industry in their corner. Business and industry traditionally on these insurance issues squares off against the trial bar. But Jeff Landry's trying to kind of be friends with both and to serve two masters. And a lot of folks in business and industry aren't happy about that. But that's the stance Jeff Landry has taken. In short, Tommy, you know, I've been watching this for more than two decades. Mm-hmm. I have very little hope, very small expectations that anything substantive is going to happen on insurance reform, whether it's property or auto, especially when you're talking about something that's going to benefit just us, the consumer. You know, if anything, maybe the legislature and the governor try to offer insurance businesses more incentives and more money to come here and write policy. We tried that before. We tried that last term. Didn't seem like it did much to move the needle. So, it's, you know, I think it's one of these perennial issues for now that we're just not going to see a whole lot of movement on.
Well, we only have 30 seconds left. What do you think Jeff Landry's looking at next? You talked about being in a different room before. Like, you know, we're in this room. He's in that room. What room is he in now?
And he's in the room with law enforcement and crime. And I think what we saw with Troop NOLA, we're going to be hearing more about those kind of accomplishments and where to build off of that next.
Thank you, Jeremy. Appreciate it. Jeremy Alford, editor, publisher of La Politics Weekly. We'll take a break. Come back. Talk to Greg Upton, director of LSU's Center for Energy Studies, about some canceled plans for a large-scale wind farm in federal waters, including some projects off of Louisiana's coast. 7:30, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.